Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Final hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by the Golf Mart. Don't forget, coming up at 8:30, we'll announce our final name this week for our biggest fan. If you hear your name announced, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. If you do, you'll be registered to win our staycation grand prize, two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. So earlier this week, I was getting ready for my 6 o'clock sportscast on Channel 10, and all of a sudden, up on my television pops none other than Mark Loretta on Channel 10. And I didn't even realize this, but we do a month of million meals at Channel 10 over the holidays to help Feeding San Diego and, you know, raise over I think we've raised over 2 million meals this month for those who go hungry. And Mark, you were on the board of Feeding San Diego. I didn't realize that. And there you were on my television. It's good to have you back on this morning.
They started to cut into your time there.
Yeah, well, you did go on a little bit and had to shorten the sportscast just a touch to fit in more Mark Loretta that day.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Doing really well, man. I missed you the last time I was out with Strep, the last time you were on with the boys, so it's good to have you on. And it was a great idea by Paul to have you on because I didn't know this, that you were one of the guys that represented your team. And I wanted to ask you, Mark, number one, you can be honest. When they say, Mark, we voted you in, is there a part of you that's like, oh, no, that's extra stuff for me? Or is it like, no, I'm honored to go and defend our union? How does it all work when that happens?
Yeah, you know, you sort of have to make yourself available for that vote. You know, it's not like they just
randomly.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what? It's you.
You're in. No, I enjoyed it, honestly. My time with the Players Association, you know, being around Don Fehr, being around Michael Weiner, Rob Manfred, Bud Selig, sitting in those negotiating meetings was unbelievable. Really, really a neat thing. One of my favorite things in my career, actually. I feel like I almost went back to school and, you know, got an MBA on the fly there. But it was fun. It was stressful. It took a lot of work at times. And then, you know, in 2002, we set that strike date on August 30th, and we played a day game that day in Milwaukee, and boy, the fans were ornery. They were booing both sides. I was going in and out of the locker room, you know, in between innings and kind of, you know, checking my phone, we didn't have cell phones really back then, just coming out and being in touch with Michael. And then at 2 a.m. that night, we finally agreed to the different mechanisms and got it done, which was a huge relief. And that was really the last time that we came close to a work stoppage. So, you know, obviously, hopefully this time we won't even get close, but I think it's going to drag out here a little while.
Yesterday, Mark Woods did an interview with Steve Govett from the Seals, and it was interesting. I was listening to that again this morning, and he used to be a player and was on that side of it. Now he's the president of the Seals, and they had a lockout just, 2 years ago?
Right when they got the team.
When they got the team in San Diego and had to be on the management side of it. Now, you've been in front offices before as well, Mark. What is your perspective like when it comes down to this? Are you just 100% on the player's side? Do you see the management perspective? And how important is it that both sides can – kind of view things from the perspective of the other side to get a deal done?
Oh, absolutely. You see it from both sides. And even when I was playing, you really get a sense being around the negotiations, being around the owners, looking at the industry as a whole. You really know that both sides, and it's a golden goose that neither side certainly wants to kill. I mean, the revenues have just gone, you know, through the roof. So, yeah, it was funny when I retired and went to work for the Padres, I got a call from Michael Wiener, who was the head of the Players Association at the time, and he said that he called me a traitor. He said, "Ah, you're going to the other side." he was joking around, but certainly have a more of an outlook on the business side of it since I've been retired, for sure.
Talking to Mark Loretta here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Mark, what can you tell us? What do you know about this current situation? And you know, it's the old classic line. I actually, like, cut Pauly off from saying it yesterday. You know, the billionaires against the millionaires line. It feels a little bit played out at this point, because I do think, you know, fair is fair is fair. What do you know about this one, and you know, how far apart do you think these guys actually are right now?
I don't really think it's much different than it always is. You know, what the collective bargaining agreement basically does is it puts mechanisms in place to figure out how much of the revenue is going to stay with the ownership and how much is going to go to the players, who are really the product. And traditionally, it's been about a 50-50 split. And from what I'm seeing and what I'm reading, it's kind of gone more towards a 57-43. Some people say, you know, 60-40. And that's just because you never know what a CBA is going to do until you live with it with 4 or 5 years. And where the luxury tax thresholds have been, where the revenue sharing has been, the arbitration, the free agency stuff, that has put a drag on salaries a little bit, the players feel. So they're looking to get it back towards a 50-50. I think, they probably won't get it all back, because when you give certain things back in a negotiation, it's hard to get them back later on. A lot of these things, they take time, they go to the last minute. I'm just hoping that, none of the spring training situation will be washed out. And I certainly don't think that regular season games will be affected. That would be, you know, unimaginable to me.
Yeah, us too. And you know, all the Padre fans out there that are itching to see, you know, what this team can do on the field. How petty, though? How petty does it get in there? Because, you know, I think about something, Mark, that I think even some – I've turned – you know, Ben was a purist, never wanted the DH. He got the one little taste of the DH, now never wants to see pitchers hit again. There's a lot of people that I think feel that way now, and it extends some guys' careers and everything else. But you look at it and you go, man, this is good for the game of baseball. It should not be used as a, well, we'll give you the DH, but you got to give us – you know, how petty does it get in those actual meetings?
It can get tit for tat. You know, no question about it. And I mentioned his name a couple of times, but I really think Michael Wiener, him passing away several years ago was such a blow to this whole process. He had a great relationship with Rob Manfred. He had the full confidence of the players, and he was a very, he's a pragmatist. He wanted to get deals done. He knew that it was good for the game to have labor peace. And without him in there, it's really, you know, caused a void, in my opinion. So I'm hoping that the leadership of the Players Association isn't going in there, you know, totally belligerent and saying, hey, we need this or else, because that just extends things. It has to be compromised on both sides. But you're right, it does get at times like, we'll give you this in exchange for that. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what, you know, what happens to get a deal done eventually.
You know, Mark, you mentioned earlier that, you know, part of these negotiations, the players are trying to even out the revenue split a little bit. And, you know, they have proposals like, earlier free agency that might be able to do that. But I said earlier, you know, our other professional sports leagues, the NFL and the NBA, have done it differently. They start basically with a revenue split number, and then they have mechanisms in place that by the end, whether it's, you know, the minimum, maximum salaries, that the players will get that percentage at the end of the year. Why does baseball not look at the NFL and the NBA, which have had labor peace, you know, for a long time now in both of those sports, under that format, and try to do something similar?
I think the bottom line comes down to both those leagues have salary caps, and that's the worst word in the world for players. You know, they've fought against that for generations of players now. But I think you're right. I think there's mechanisms out there that could even it out. In my opinion, I wouldn't mess around too much with the free agent number. You know, maybe you go to 5 years, but you don't want, from a player's perspective, you don't want a glut of free agents every year. You want to trickle them out slowly so that there's a good market and a big demand for them. What I would look at, and I think they are, is maybe adjusting some of the arbitration rules, because right now you have to play 3 full years before you can compare yourself to anybody else. So imagine, you know, a player like Fernando Tatis, for example. You know, he signed a long-term deal, so it doesn't apply to him. But he could have 3 all-star seasons and still make barely over the minimum underneath this system. So I think you got to take that to 2 years or figure something out to get these younger players who produce early in their career, you know, more fairly compensated.
Well, clearly no system is perfect. I mean, in the NBA, guys like LeBron are clearly underpaid because of that salary cap and the maximum salaries that are in there. But, again, if you're getting 40% now and they can guarantee you 45%, even if there was a maximum, feels like the players, well, if we're getting more, we're getting more. And, you know, anything else doesn't matter as long as we're getting, you know, a fairer slice of the pie.
Yeah, you know, the players, you know, what we've always hoped for is to have as much of a free market system as we can. Essentially, to be treated, you know, like any other kind of American worker, where, you know, you can sort of pick and choose where you want to work, and you can, you know, leave a workplace for a better situation. You know, and I like, from the fans' perspective, you know, having control of the player for 6 years is pretty good. You see a lot of turnover in basketball in particular, where it's a year of year, guys are hired guns, and that, I think, gets a little bit. There's enough turnover in baseball as it is to go and make that even easier, in my opinion.
Mark, I really appreciate it. Great insight and perspective, as always. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Yeah, Mark Loretta on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I saw this tweet. Actually, former Padre. Remember Robert Stock?
Yeah.
Relief pitcher. Brought this up yesterday, and he said he's actually a retweet of his own from earlier this year.
He's a smart guy.
He is. Very smart dude.
One of the biggest misconceptions people have is that teams will charge fans more if they have to pay the players more. He says, you think these massive sports conglomerates owned by billionaires aren't already maximizing their revenue? It's an interesting point because I think all of us have that same thing. Well, I mean, if they have to pay the players more, then they're just going to pass that off to the fans. But Robert Stock's point is, don't you think if the Dodgers knew they could charge $10 more and people would still buy it, their tickets, they wouldn't already be doing that? Don't you think they set their ticket prices at the level that they think is the most the market can already bear, and that's where it already is? That even if they, you know, if they pay another $30 million in salary, they can't just charge $30 million more in tickets if people won't buy them. They have to know where their market is already. Does that make sense?
It does and it doesn't. I'm not the world's foremost authority. I know this will surprise you guys on economics. I do know, Ben.
What's the Laffer curve, Woods?
What?
Kidding.
I have no idea. I've never took an economics course. There it is. Hit me with that laugher curve. I do know this. The Padres did not have the world's greatest season last year. It was a disappointing season by all accounts. But I'm paying more next year. I'm paying more in season tickets next season after a bad year than I did this year.
Short of anything extreme, like $100 for what used to be a $10 seat,
right,
like, people are going to pay it. Even if they've already reached that quote-unquote maximum limit, like Ben was just talking about. Like gas is ridiculous right now.
Right.
It's almost $5, $5 in some places around the town.
But the price
is $7 a gallon. That's a huge jump. And guess what? You're still buying it.
When I smoked cigarettes and they taxed them like crazy, I was addicted to cigarettes. So what used to be $3.50 a pack was now $9.50 a pack. Do you think I stopped smoking cigarettes because it went to $9? I didn't. I paid it. I just paid it. So I don't know, man. I do think
There are some people like you, but there are clearly others who wouldn't pay it.
But like, if you're a Pirates fan, right? In my mind, as a rational human being, I'm a Pirates fan, so that's already means I'm not rational. But I live in Pittsburgh and I want to go to Pirates games. The Pirates don't spend a nickel. They trade all their best players. And I guarantee you I'm not going to get a seat behind home plate, Ben, for $14, right? They're like, I'm going to be paying $1,000 for a seat behind home plate.
If you're an owner, though, would you rather sell 10 season tickets at $1,000 each or 7 season tickets at $1,500?
Seven. You make more money,
no,
right?
No, you make less money.
That's I don't know.
Yeah,
I just told you I'm bad at math.
You're making $500 less on the seven. So, you know, as long as you can fill those seats, you want to maximize the price at which you're going to get the most people in there.
Sure. And it's not an, there's definitely an art form to it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not easy
to do. It's,
and the Padres have made themselves by, you know, somewhat by spending, but also by the experience that they create. They've made themselves into a better entertainment product that they feel is now more valuable, that they can charge more for. But if they spent $200 million on the roster and they went 60 and 102 every year and Petco Park was garbage, you certainly wouldn't pay more for that. It doesn't matter how much they spend. You have to put a good product on the field.
That's exactly right. Which is why when they said, your season tickets are going, I went, okay. Like, I'm in.
Because you believe in the product,
even though
they had a bad season.
Yes.
Now, if they have two more bad seasons and then they ask, hey, we're going to increase prices again because we're spending a lot of money.
That's a tougher pill to swallow.
So, yeah, they have to be careful on that. I mean, right now, I think Padres fans still are like, I believe, all right.
No doubt.
Yeah, everyone has it doesn't work out every year, but I like the direction. I like the players. I want to still be a part of this. If they go a couple more seasons and they're struggling, they're not going to be able to raise ticket prices again. Absolutely not. You know, it's not the amount you spend. It's the product you put on the field.
No doubt about it. That's what's important.
No doubt about it.
I agree with that 100%. And, you know, I think I'm all for everybody getting their fair share. I really am. I hope that the level of pettiness, and I hated, you know, I had to walk back what I said, Benny, about, hey, it's just a business tactic. And when I saw Manfred's statement, it bummed me out, you know, and I thought, man, I'm going to have to walk this back a little bit because now it's getting petty. He's not being 100% truthful. Like, there was no forced to lock anybody up. There's no laws that say you got to lock them out if that deadline expires. That was a choice that you made. So don't say forced is a whole different ballgame. If I force you onto the ground, that's different than you willingly getting on the ground. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It is an absolute choice. Now,
it's a choice.
Maybe it was the best choice to get a deal done and not say, you know, not cost them any games. We don't know that until, you know, this all plays out. So we'll find out in hindsight whether it was a good choice or a bad choice.
Sure.
But you're right, it's a choice.
Yeah,
you know, they weren't not forced to do anything. They may feel like we may not get a good deal if we don't do this, if we just let the You know, if we just let this keep playing out and we don't threaten anything, then the players will walk all over us.
Yep.
So we felt like we had to do this.
I get it.
But that's still a choice. You're absolutely right. All right. We will obviously continue to follow this story as anything develops. Got a Rindle report still to come. Bottom of the hour. Also, why tomorrow's San Diego State basketball game might be almost as important as the conference championship football game. I'll explain that coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
$1,000 up for grabs every single week. The Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. All right, Benny, I am number three in the country. What do you think about that?
Wow.
How proud
that
are,
is incredible.
How proud of me are you guys?
Mostly by picking against me.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's really easy to do. Just text the word PICKS to 20357. Pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups. Totally free to enter the Rocket Mortgage Pigskin Pick'em. Text PICKS to 20357.
So we talked about the Mountain West Championship game earlier, San Diego State, Utah State, noon tomorrow up in Carson, a network television. I think that one's on Fox. But there's another big San Diego State game tomorrow, and it might actually be just as important because the San Diego State basketball team is playing at Michigan. And throw out all the significance of Brian Dutcher and Steve Fisher going back to Chrysler Arena, Juwan Howard, the Fab Five, the history that's involved with, you know, those coaches, that program. That's certainly going to be a great story for the broadcast, for them to talk about, and we'll make it a special game. But in terms of season significance, it could end up being like the most, certainly the most important non-conference game the Aztecs played. Joe Lunardi, the bracketologist, came out with a new bracket this morning. And it is so close that he has both San Diego State as the first team out and the last team in.
Wow.
I assume he made some sort of error along the way because in his headline he says San Diego State first team out. But then you go down to his bracket and it's San Diego State is the last team in and he has them in a play-in game as the last team in. So they're kind of right on the bubble and they need
already.
Well, they need just a signature win. And there's just not that many chances now to get another one. Their wins over Georgetown and Arizona State were fine, but they're not blowing anyone's doors off. You know, the losses to BYU and USC, not bad, but they're not wins. And you need a win, and you've got this game against Michigan and then one more chance against St. Mary's. But Michigan's the name that would probably turn more heads when they decide, hey, you know, does San Diego State deserve an at-large bid at the end of the year? They can go from right on the bubble to comfortably in, or they lose this game, then they probably are off the bubble without many chances to play their way back in, other than, of course, you know, winning the Mountain West tournament and getting in that way. But if you want to make a resume during the non-conference season, kind of put up time for the Aztecs. They're going to have to get a big win, especially on the road, and this is maybe their last best chance to do so tomorrow at Michigan.
How's Michigan this year?
Well, they started the year ranked sixth. They have not played well. They're 4-3. They're ranked 24th now and will probably drop out of the top 25. They got smoked by North Carolina on Wednesday.
Big game for them, too.
So though, it is also a big game for them, absolutely. They need to right the ship. Otherwise, they could find themselves on the bubble pretty soon if they keep losing. But still, it's Michigan. That name alone, if San Diego State can add that to their win column, that'll go a long way, obviously, in that committee room at the end of the year. So this is a really big game for the basketball team, even though I know it's a conference championship and they want to win 22, as the hashtag says. And then they do that, you know, they probably go to the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. Great. I mean, win a championship, that's what the goal is. It's fantastic. The NCAA tournament, though, hard to beat that. You want your team in there every year.
Yeah, you got it.
It's going to be an important game, I think, for the Aztecs tomorrow. Whether at the end of the season they get that invite or not.
Which one's first again?
Basketball is 10 o'clock. I think that's CBS. And then Fox for the football game. Okay. So you got back-to-back Aztecs national television on a Saturday.
Look at that.
How many times has that happened? Paulie, you're an Aztecs fan. You remember a basketball-football network television doubleheader?
I don't know that it's ever happened.
Not like Watch Stadium followed by Fox Sports 1 or something?
Come a long way from watching those games on that Chevron app, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's come a long way.
Watch the football game on MySpace, the basketball game on Tinder.
That'd be something.
This is a big day tomorrow for San Diego State Athletics.
Time to show out, man.
No doubt about it. Things are, you know, they can have a great day and they can have a really, really crappy day as well tomorrow. There's a lot on the line for both teams in these two games. So looking forward to it. A good big Saturday that we'll be able to talk about on Monday morning when we come back.
Tomorrow's going to be a blast. You know, tomorrow's just going to be an absolute blast with college football and just what the mayhem that occurs seemingly every year on this day. I mean, you just never know what can happen. It's going to be such a blast, man. Looking forward to it. That's what I'm going to be doing after I play a little bit. Back on the field, Ben, with my calf. That's a big story.
That is a big story. Yeah, anytime you return from the injured list,
Yeah.
Injured reserve.
She's a little tender, not going to lie. Don't know how.
Who's a spot on the roster are you bumping to come back?
Well,
they send someone down to the minors to make room for you?
No, so far we only have seven guys in right now. So that's always a fun part of playing on an adult team. Is everybody going to show? And that's if everybody doesn't go out and get hammered and show up tomorrow. That's the other thing. So it's looking dicey at this point, but I'm excited to get back out there, man. It's been so long.
All right, 8:30, that means it is time to announce our biggest fan for this morning. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back and qualify for our staycation getaway, 833-288-0973. Speaking of all the CBA talks, Dallas Labor from San Diego, you are our biggest fan.
I actually was assigned Dallas Labor by the court system in Texas. I've done that. Can I win? I've done that before.
I mean, maybe Monday it's Joe Management, but today it is Dallas Labor. 833-288-0973. Call us in the next 10 minutes, and we'll put you into the drawing for our staycation getaway. Anyone can sign up, get their name possibly called at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan.
That's a great name. That is a great name. Did you guys see what happened to Tommy Pham, by the way? Have you guys been following?
Tommy Pham's offseason? I saw that in the UT they said he seems very likely to sign somewhere else, even though A.J. Preller didn't rule out bringing him back. So, no, what happened to Tommy Pham?
Well, so he did a video the other day in a Padres shirt. Like, he still had his, like, SD on.
He didn't throw away all his clothes
at the
end of the season.
And by the way, I may be mistaken, but I'm 85% sure, Ben, it was one of the blue and white, blue with the white SD, like from a couple years ago, whatever. So
he never played on a blue and white team.
I know. But that's the weird thing. Tell me you want to take some of this when you leave. He raids the prize closet on his way out. Somebody stole his car, his Lambo.
Oh, no.
He bought that Lambo that he was like incessantly posting about. He has the worst offseason look of all time. Stabbed last year. Then this year, somebody stole.
COVID the year before.
Stole his Lambo from, I guess, the building in which he lives. The valet gave it to the wrong guy.
That is bad valeting.
So the first video was.
I get someone gives a Nissan Sentra to the wrong person.
Tommy Pham's Lambo, knowing it says T-Pham.
Oh, mine's the other Lambo.
Yeah, so I think the first video was, hey, valet lost my key. This is a problem. I'm about to go ham in here, right? The next video was, somebody stole my car from valet. I've talked to my attorney. I'm like, good God, dude. It's that black cloud that seems to follow Tommy everywhere.
You know, when
goes.
You get that ticket at the valet, it always says, we are not liable for whatever happens to your car. I do think they have to prevent it from being stolen if it's a Lamborghini, right?
Yeah.
They can't just let someone else take it.
I'm getting a lot of grief for my take earlier about. So remember I said it's fine getting into the playoffs, you know, when you're a football team, right? When you're a football team, it's fine getting in the playoffs, but it's not fun watching yourself get bodied every year. And then you're embarrassed. But I'm getting a lot of grief for that take.
All right, I want to bring that back up.
We've got different in basketball. Can I say that?
Yeah, it is.
It's different.
We'll get a Rondo report as well and some flubs of the week, all to finish things up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Dallas Labor. Called us back. His name into the hopper for our staycation grand prize biggest fan giveaway.
Good boy, Dallas.
Good job. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pfizer. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say fall is the best time of the year. It also may be a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Did he say festivals?
He definitely said festivals.
I looked at Paul. You said festivals.
I admit that. I did say festivals.
You said festivals.
I said festivals.
Why did you say that?
What is a festival? Because
the next word was football, and I got a little ahead of myself. Festivals? I started looking at football when I was reading festivals.
Flubbables.
And it came out festival.
Festival.
It's like a new sport. There's baseball, there's basketball, and there's festival.
I thought he said festival.
It's a really fun sport. It's festival.
It actually does sound pretty good.
It'd be a new name for lacrosse.
Festival.
Just, you know, rebranding.
It's so good.
Woodsy's calling the Festival game tonight at Pechanga Arena.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Are you?
Oh, boy, yeah.
You got your goal call picked out?
I don't.
You don't?
I have no idea.
Seems like something you probably could have worked on over the last, oh, say, 20 months since you had a game to call.
600 days. It snuck up on me. It really did.
You are the ultimate procrastinator.
I really am, dude. I always have been.
You're calling a game tonight, and you don't even know what your new goal call is going to be.
I mean, I don't know that I'll have a new goal call, but I kind of want one. I figure I need to freshen it up after 2 years off, right?
Your old goal call was simply...
San Diego goal, but I scream. It
screams.
San Diego goal, number 17.
Did you ever think of combining it in just a San Diego? Shorten it a little bit?
Nope, never did.
All right. And boom goes the dynamite.
That's what I want to incorporate.
Really?
Yes. It's sitting there. No one's using it.
But like a loud, enthusiastic version of it? Or
so like,
understated?
Should I do San Diego goal loud and then boom goes the dynamite?
Later he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite.
That is how lacrosse works. You pass it to the man.
Exactly.
He shoots it, and then boom goes the dynamite.
I don't want to go, boom goes the dynamite.
You might think there's a terrorist attack.
So I think
everyone ducks.
What if I just say, like, San Diego goal, number one, and then boom goes the dynamite, like that? No, is it lame?
You could have Paul loaded on your phone, and you just play him saying it in the microphone.
What should I do? I'm so nervous.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I wish they could play it on the overhead, like not, where I didn't have.
I hope that kid is getting some royalties at some point.
He's no Michael Buffer, that's for sure. Am I allowed to say Michael Buffer's name?
No, no, we're done. It's over.
Okay.
Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival Indiana tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two.
The what?
Beating both first.
Me working with him, he would never make it.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look in sports, Brian.
I would stare at him the whole time, and he would flub incessantly.
He'd cry.
He would cry. You're very tough. You're very thick-skinned.
Sometimes I deserve it. When I say festival, I know I deserve it.
When you say Petco pork, you just you also deserve it. Or Kurt Bavakra, which remains my number one, maybe of all time,
Kurt Bavakra.
So I was getting a little grief, Ben. For my take earlier when we were talking about making the playoffs and things like that. We talked to Dennis Dodd yesterday, and I told Dennis, I go, dude, I don't think the Irish will ever win another national championship. I just don't. They have good players, not great players. They'll have a good tight end, but they won't have a great quarterback. You know, it's just there's always a couple of really bright spots. It's fun. It's fun to be a Notre Dame fan. They win 10, 11 games a year. That's fun. That's good. I'm good with that now. I've settled because you asked me, so are you excited? Are they, you know, make the playoffs.
Get in the playoffs.
I'm good.
Get another shot at it. It's
I'm
four
good.
Teams. You got 1-4 chance. I mean, it's really a terrible take that you don't want your team in the playoff because they haven't had success in the playoffs in the past.
No, not having.
Padres have never won a World Series. I don't even want them to make
it's
the
different.
Playoffs anymore.
It's different.
It's
college.
Hot.
It is. College is different. You're spending money.
Yeah, it's different. You got less teams to beat once you get to the playoff. It's like way better to make the playoffs in college.
It's way different. You know that there's like.
So if it was a 16-team playoff and they got in and you knew, oh, they'll probably win the first two games, then get smoked, would you want them to be in that one?
I think that feels different to me.
It's like, just because you go straight to the tough
straight
game.
To the game, you get murdered by 40 points, and you're like, this isn't fun. It's not fun. And nobody ever wants to hear that they don't belong, right? That's a joke that they got in. They shouldn't have even gotten in. See, this is why you shouldn't.
But you realize, though, you are still better than 130 other college teams that didn't make it.
So tell me.
Who do you care? Who's saying this, that you didn't belong? All those teams that didn't even get there in the first place?
Everyone. Go to my Twitter feed.
Sour grapes. They wish their team was in there.
I get it. But
Take it as a badge of honor.
I'm telling you that if... You think Bills fans are like, hey, well, at least we made the Super Bowl four times. No, they're not. They're pissed.
They wish they hadn't made those Super Bowls that they lost?
Probably. I bet you by the fourth one, they're like, enough. We're good.
I hope we just lose this AFC championship so we don't have to play in another Super Bowl.
No, I'm telling you,
no
man.
Way.
There's something.
It only takes one to win.
In my opinion, the college football playoff is different than any other title. different than a Stanley Cup, different than a World Series, different than I'm serious. When you make the tournament, right? That is the end game.
But
is it not?
It's not all, you know, Georgia's not always going to be this good. Alabama's not going to have the best team every year. One year, maybe
aren't
Notre Dame has the best
they,
team.
Aren't they?
They will have years where they're not as good as other years. This year, do I want to play Georgia in a 1-4 game and get smoked? I can see your reluctance to do that. I do. I really do.
I am reluctant.
But in terms of an overall guiding philosophy, I don't want to make the playoff because it's gone poorly. That is just stupid.
Well, I didn't necessarily say that. Okay. I said I don't think we will win one again, but I also said I don't care about this season. I don't care about this season.
This one
I don't care. Like, if we don't make it, fine. Fine. Like, this one, I'm like, because you asked me about this season. I said, no, I don't want to make this season.
Good defensive team. I mean, it could be a really low-scoring game against Georgia. You get a lucky bounce here or there.
Like, you sound like my dad. He's trying to sell me every... I'm telling you, I think we got a chance. I really do. Dad, come on, man.
All right, we got a lot to get to. Rindle Report, Flubs of the Week. First, to check a traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our... edition, today's edition of boy. The Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right. All right. It's the Rindle Report. Presented by the San Diego Sockers. Home opener December 19th. Go to sdsockers.com. We will start off with Major League Baseball. We never got to that audio of Rob Manfred. I wanted to play that for you guys. The commissioner spoke yesterday. Give you guys a chance to react to this audio.
Rob, what about the union's proposals was bad for the sport, bad for fans, and bad for competitive balance?
Well, let's take 5-year free agency. I think that we already have teams in smaller markets that struggle to compete. Shortening the period of time that they control players makes it even harder for them to compete. It's also bad for fans in those markets. The most negative reaction we have is when a player leaves via free agency. We don't see that making it earlier, available earlier. We don't see that as a positive. Taking $100 million away from teams that are already struggling to put a competitive product on the field, I don't see how that's helpful.
He hates baseball so much.
What do you disagree with that argument necessarily? Like, I think he's right. I think he's right when he says, like, for a team like the Tampa Bay Rays, going to 5 years of free agency versus six, that's going to be a huge blow for a team like that.
Doesn't have to be.
That builds on their...
Does not have to be. It doesn't. It's the choice of the owner. They have money.
Even the Rays with no fans.
They just paid Wander Franco a ton of money, right?
They did.
I mean, they have the money to do it. They had the money to re-sign. Now, you can be strategic, right? And they are. They're strategic. And I think that's okay. I think some of the moves they've made have come back to bite them. And I think some of them have been savvy moves. You know, but to get people to come to that stadium to watch that team, they're having a hard time getting people, Ben, and they're winning 100 games, right? And so I think in their mind's eye, they're like, why are we going to spend a lot of money when nobody comes to these games even when we're good? So that's a bigger problem than money, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough that maybe it's not just the free agency rules
that are
hurting their attendance.
They have one of the best teams in baseball, you know, the last few years. They have 4,000 fans. Win, lose, high payroll, low payroll. Maybe all that being cheap for years has turned enough people off to where now let's just move the team. Let's just, or build them a new stadium.
As Mark Loretta said earlier, you know, they want as much free market as possible, which, you know, ultimately would be no draft, free agency for everybody.
That would be insane.
Right away. I mean, that I don't think that would be as good for the game. So there is a balance to be had somewhere in that, you know, in that realm of instant free agency, 6-year free agency. Is 5 years right? I don't know. That's what the players want right now.
Yep.
Owners say no. But there are two sides to that story.
Skip my second story. Right. Go right to the third. Got the headline here. Machine Gun Kelly stabbed himself trying to impress Megan Fox.
All right. Who amongst us? Did you ever burn yourself trying to impressed Shelley when you were making...
Burn myself.
Yeah, because you guys used to make creme brulee
together. Oh, yeah,
with
the torch?
Yeah.
I'm very careful with my torching.
All right.
Machine Gun Kelly went on the Jimmy Fallon show the other day and was wearing a t-shirt with Megan Fox's face on it, and he was talking about...
Can I ask, do they already, like, go out, or is he simply hoping?
No, they're dating.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no,
I just want to make sure this wasn't, like, pining for someone that he wasn't actually, didn't know.
No, they are full-on...
Yeah. Okay.
Full-on dating, and Machine Gun Kelly told Jimmy Fallon that he accidentally stabbed himself while trying to show off to Megan Fox at the beginning of their relationship. The knife was a gift from Travis Barker, who's one of his best friends. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, always going on double dates with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Quite a scene there.
Said, Travis got me this knife that had an engraving from the new album on it, and I was like, hey, check this out. This is sick. And I threw it up, and it came down and stuck in my hand. He was too busy looking at Megan Fox to catch the knife before it stabbed himself in the hand.
I get that that's a cool maneuver you see, like, in movies and stuff. Knives are nothing to be trifled with. They're very sharp, and you really shouldn't be throwing them in the air at all.
Quote, the next morning, as soon as she left, I was like, yo, I need stitches real quick.
I saw Machine Gun Kelly yesterday. Somebody had posted a video of him on the golf course. If you're just starting out in the game, don't feel bad. He has a worse swing than you do.
Who wins, him or Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
Charles has gotten better. Yeah.
Charles by 40 strokes. Go find it on Twitter or on Instagram. It's embarrassing.
And don't play with knives.
And don't
just,
play with knives.
So he tried to play it off. Like, oh, it's just a flesh wound.
Weird gifts in this relationship. He got the knife from Travis Barker that he stabbed himself with. And then it says here, Megan Fox gave Machine Gun Kelly a necklace containing a drop of her own blood.
It's already been done. Angelina and Billy Bob did that.
That's right.
They're the most unoriginal.
She was doing a
people.
Movie in Bulgaria, and he was freaking out because he couldn't go visit her because he doesn't have a passport. So she gave him a...
Maybe for the holiday necklace. Extravaganza, I give you both necklaces with a drop of my blood
that.
In them.
I'd wear that.
I'm begging you.
Please do this.
I'm begging
Please?
You to do it.
If you don't even show up that
day. Don't show up that day. Don't tell him
I've got
that.
Something good for you. Don't worry. I got something good.
Fantastic.
All right, Paulie. Thank you for skipping a story and leaving a little time for some flubs of the week.
Now we're talking.
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that's running
Who's
around.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
Tommy Pham was still tender. The CT scan apparently revealed no
scar was stolen.
CT scan of the shooting percentages off the chart. An RBI double and a walk.
Stole
so
a bass.
Reach base twice.
Stole a bass? He stole a bass, too.
He did?
Out of the river. He was eventually resuscitated with a defibrillator.
A what?
We loaded up the double bob trailer. Trailer? Stroller. Now, they talked about Dud and Mon, by the way.
Dud and Mon. Joe Musgrove standing by. He will join Ben and Woods right after our last check of traffic. Last check of traffic. I told you, I'm cash this week.
What's
this,
up with this why? What's hurt?
Snee. His
Snee hurts?
Snee. Snee.
I've never heard of a snee injury.
In our national cast, let BetQL's proven data and analytics. Most don't even require an appraisal. Uh-oh.
GMs, I guess, other than A.J. Preller, really.
The Red Sox were in Anaheim.
The Red Sox. Subject to lender approval, not all loans eligible for zero costs.
All-Star Game Tuesday with Fernando Tatis.
Wow.
Fernando Tatis Jr., don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title.
That is your snort stop.
Before you go, Mage, your reaction just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go. You can eat.
It's casino.
It'll impact playoff standing.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen 100%. Was as reliable as anybody until he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry. Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who Moreland? Is Max Moreland?
Pulchritudinous Pachyderm. The Pulchritudinous Pachyderm.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrene? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tell me. Deers. You know, last year's trade down. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his Grissom home run?
Parties, light shows, and fog machines. Tune into the Arena Rock exclusively.
What's Arena Rock?
I love that.
The Odyssey app. It's a great team. We will welcome in today's contestants.
Refinance your house. Lock in a better rate, 6-5 win at Petco Port. Podcast for all of your streaming television Whoa. Discussions. He says you need stability and consistency to weather the pieces. Let's get to today's game of Real Take on Woods.
Oh, no.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
You German now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is Shohei Ohtani?
Well, how happy were you? Fernando Tatis Jr. got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish?
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
My God. Yeah, because you're blind as a black. We had some really interesting articles that came out.
What is an article? Georgia received three.
What is rep received?
And keep tuned for info.
What is keep tuned?
Keep tuned to this show.
They revealed a trailer earlier last week, just like many crew chant.
Flub alarm. So lucky that he got in before they closed. Technology, it's all designed to deliver such a stress-free experience. One of our Padres alum celebrities.
What is a celebrity?
Former Padres like Rob Deere, Kurt Bavacra.
Kurt Bavacra.
Bennett Woods brought to you by your San Diego County to the opening series against the Giants 2022. Now there's a flub. Final week of the hour this week, Bennett Woods. Festivals, football, the great outdoors.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Yes! 2020.
I can be in the worst mood.
I know, me too.
And I'm not going to find this funny today. I've heard it so many times.
Time.
There's no chance I'm going to find this funny. Yet every time I end up cracking up by the end.
Glucky slays me. Rep Sieve murders me every week.
Wizard opening series against the Giants. 2020, 2022. See, now there's a flub.
Holy crap. The Bavacra murders
All right, glad I can make it back today to wrap up the week.
Crap.
Got a big weekend of college football, basketball, NFL. Let's go Seals tonight. We'll talk to you on Monday. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.